So if the bears have a sensitive enough nose that they know the difference between a dirty container and actual food. So it does work if people, especially if they rinse their recycling, bears leave recycling bins alone. But the minute you reward them with some sustenance, like this clearly has,
sorry,
they are all over it. And now that, and I need to look on the camera and see, but I suspect, in the same sense that we're getting the same person leaving this, I think we're getting the same bear. So unfortunately, what we've discovered is sending letters of warning does not seem to have the same deterrence that getting an actual ticket and a fine has. When we issue tickets and fines, we see a 2 to 3 week reduction in this kind of activity. When we issue warnings, we're not seeing a corresponding reduction in activity. That won't stop us from issuing warnings, but it doesn't seem to have the same impact on the community that a ticket in the paper does. And so what we're seeing, based on what I can see here, my assessment is there was a single bag of trash that contained food and food wrappings, diapers, medical waste, food packaging, dog poo, all things that are not recyclable, nor do I think people think, you know, they're not confused. But you contrast that with this one bag with what was also in there. And this was clearly what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you know, a dozen bags. So let's assume these are not recyclable, but they were put in the correct container. They were put in the trash totes we have so people don't contaminate the recycling with plastic bags. And so of the, let's assume 13 to 14 people that use this container, 99% of them did it right. And all it takes is one doing it wrong.
But you're still picking up
and it teaches the bear. Yes.
And dog poop.
And dog poop. And yep. And diapers. I'm consistently seeing this particular brand of diaper. So I'm very suspicious that there's someone out there that believes that they can avoid paying for their home trash service by using the Rio Grande Recycling Center. Now, that's a story I'm creating. I don't know the real for sure, but
pattern. How often are you seeing the diapers here?
Every other day. I've seen them the last 3 days in a row.
And the camera can't pick that up?
Well, the camera can see that a person took a white bag and put it into that container. But most of the bags that were put in that container are white bags. There's no way for the camera to see through the white bag and say, oh, that white bag is the one that contained the diapers, dog poo, and food.
And that's different than when you see something in the paper that's a municipal code violation because somebody threw a mattress down.
Yeah.
You know,
that
was their license plate.
Because that I can very clearly identify, yeah. And like, for example, there's some metal poles there. No, those aren't hazardous. Those are actually free to drop off at the the Pickens County landfill because they can put that in the scrap metal bin and that wouldn't cost them anything. But it's not hazardous. It's not something that's going to cost us a lot of money to get rid of. So I would not prosecute somebody over that. But I will be able to figure out who that is because the metal is left on the ground. I'm going to be able to, with the camera, see who took it out of their vehicle, put it on the ground, and then I'll be able to identify the license plate of that vehicle. So then I can follow up on it. Unfortunately, when the stuff goes into these containers, it's not as clear cut. So I can't prove that in a court of law. So I can only issue a warning.
Right.
And
So how are you doing this consistently 5 days a week?
6 days a week.
6 days a week. There's garbage 6 days a week.
Yes.
And let's talk about the container.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah.
They're
so
replacing these this week
This is contained.
It's contained. It's yeah, and the bears have learned that they can get into it. So
yeah, they have.
What happened is a few years ago, we had this style container over here, which is the reinforced lid, which is, in theory, more bear-proof.
Which is a latch?
Yeah, where you have to stick your thumb or your finger in there and release the lid. The reason we went away from those containers is twofold. one, people complained because they're kind of difficult to open, which is, they're right. They're kind of difficult to open.
That's kind of the point, isn't it?
Right. But people complained, and people rightly complained that since the only thing that belongs in here are empty plastic bags, there's no need to bear proof these containers. And they're right. If all that was put in here is what's supposed to be put in here, the bears would leave it alone. But that's not what's happening. It is what happened last year. Last year, we had these clip bins, and we had very little trouble. We had very little garbage to clean up because we weren't getting food in these containers. And they were just getting plastic bags.
And I also think the bears weren't as active.
I'm sure that's true as well. However, what I can show you is every summer, all summer long, the bears come by and visit. And what you can see on the camera is, it's kind of cute, they go from bin to bin, the large bins, they lift up the yellow lid, they look inside, they drop the yellow lid, they wander to the next one, they lift up the lid, they go, oh yeah, no food. Because their sense of smell is so acute that they can tell the difference between like an empty peanut butter bar and a jar and actual food, right? So they come all the time, and they came last summer, but they didn't find anything, so they looked and then they wandered off. What happened this year is because we're getting consistent food in these plastic bag totes, they have been rewarded enough with food that it's worth their time to dig the stuff out of the bin. The other issue we have with these reinforced ones is it's only a matter of time before the bear, because these lids close, I know this is hard to see on the radio, the bear can get their finger underneath between the barrel of the container and the lid because the lid overhangs. They can get their claws in there, they can warp it, and eventually they destroy the reinforcement. Those are about $200 to $300 a piece. So that was the other reason why we went to the clip secure system. Easier to use, and the bear doesn't destroy the whole bin that has to be replaced at the cost of several hundred dollars. Unfortunately, we're going to have to go back to that style bin because we're just getting, every day, the bears are pulling the plastic bags and the trash out of the bins. But you'll note, so we have six of the wheeled totes here. Only one was turned over and messed with because only one contained food. They're not dumb. And if we were doing what we're supposed to do correctly, they would visit the recycle center, have a look around, and keep going. But I agree. I think that the activity is worse this year because the food sources is more scarce this year. So we're seeing them more in town.
Do you have any idea how many violations or warnings you've given?
I don't. Over the summer, I'd say close to a dozen.
But, and those are warnings?
Yeah.
Are they tickets? Have you given any tickets?
Not this summer. Because most of what I've seen this summer is this food, and I can't so clearly identify that I can go to court over it.
Do you often get evidence like that, where you get a medication label?
No. Most of the time, there's nothing. There's no piece of mail. There's no medication. There's no receipt. There's no bill. The only time that I can issue a warning is if I have something like that in there. Otherwise, I don't have any clear way, because like we were talking about a moment ago, each of these bins represents anywhere from 15 to 20 people using them. So I can see on the camera, there's 20 people that put a white or black bag into the bin, but I can't tell which one of those people put the bag in the bin that had food in it. And that's what the judge would tell me if I tried to issue a ticket.
It's pretty frustrating, isn't it?
It is extremely frustrating. It's frustrating for a number of reasons. It's frustrating in that it's just disrespectful to the people who work really hard to provide a service and an amenity for our residents and businesses. I mean, the county, waste management, the city all work together to provide a really attractive, safe, clean place for people to drop their recycling. And when other people abuse that privilege, it puts it in jeopardy for all of us. It's disrespectful. Secondly, it's just downright dangerous this time of year. It's just a matter of time before a bear is here, when a person is here, and then we have an encounter, and we're going to win. We have the laws, we have the guns, we have the opposable thumbs.
And then that bear dies.
Yeah.
Because once it's in a conflict with a human being, that's that's their death sentence.
Fortunately, the bears tend to be at the recycle center in the middle of the night when there are not people. So by and large, the bears are here when the people are not. But every day it worries me that this will be the day that the bear lingers or somebody comes early and we have an encounter.
Any final thought you want to send out to people?
Well, I have two final thoughts. One final thought is food belongs in the compost or the trash, a secure compost or trash container, not recycling ever under any circumstances. And then the other final thought would be, I really appreciate that most of the people who recycle in this town do it well and try and follow the rules. And I'm very grateful for that.
Is this cleanup of diapers and dog poop and syringes part of your job description?
I don't know that it's in my job description.
So you're going above and beyond.
Could look at it that way, yes.
Okay.
But it's got to be done.
Right.
So.
Okay, good.
Thank you so much, Carolyn.
Thank you.